Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A raid by the Taliban narrowly misses Christian media producers in Afghanistan. Then, Mission India uses sports, academics, and love to lead kids to Christ. We'll unpack the story for you in just a few moments. But first, U.S. Congressman Bill Huizinga says Afghanistan has once again become a sanctuary for terrorists. Yet the Taliban denies it, claiming no foreign terror groups are operating in the country. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says,
it's all political. They claim not to be terrorists, and yet they're terrorists. When you come down heavy on villages because they don't agree with you religiously, that's terrorism. And that's happening all throughout Afghanistan.
The Taliban continues to suppress anything that doesn't align with their ideology. Recently, they raided a production facility run by Keys for Kids Partners.
The good news was everybody who was supposed to be recording was actually out for dinner, and everything that they were working on had been backed up. The people who were there, security, etc., warned the Christians not to come back. But the issue is now, where do we go to resume the production?
Despite growing pressure, hope remains strong. Kids and adults are finding comfort in the gospel.
Even the simplistic form of our theology of who Jesus is resonates with adults. We just got word that 12 churches have been planted in Afghanistan since the Keys for Kids storytellers have been distributed by our partners, FMI.
There's still so much work to do. Consider partnering with Keys for Kids to help bring God's word to Afghanistan.
There are 15,000 Keys for Kids storytellers in Pakistan and Afghanistan. It's just a drop in the bucket of what's needed.
Next, in June, Israel and Iran agreed to a ceasefire after an intense exchange of fire. However, instead of bringing peace, it brought greater struggle for the Iranian people. The regime, having suffered damage to both its image and military strength, turned its focus inward. Lana Silk from Transform Iran says,
the Christians in Iran are under more scrutiny than ever before. The government is out for blood.
Authorities are now stopping cars, raiding homes, and scanning the digital contents of people's phones. They're searching for any trace of a connection to Israel or the U.S., including ties to Christian missions.
Hundreds have been arrested, not just Christians, and some have already been executed on grounds of threat to national security.
Despite it all, Christians seek solace and strength in their faith in Christ.
In our network, the believers are determined to stay and be a light on the hill in what is an increasingly oppressive environment for all citizens of Iran.
Physical hardship adds another layer to the crisis. Food is growing scarce, and gas is strictly rationed.
Regular people are struggling to earn their living as they depend on gas and transport. Moving money around is difficult. Day-to-day survival has become a huge challenge.
Just weeks ago, many Iranians hoped for change. Now they face even deeper distress and need our earnest prayers. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Then the shouts and laughter of children fill the air at Mission India's Bible clubs. Sports are a core part of the curriculum they use to reach kids with the good news of Jesus. And it makes a difference. Bill with Mission India says that for a troubled boy named Sumit, the game of cricket was the key.
Cricket is kind of like baseball, and he dreamed of being on the national team for India. It just so happened one of the helpers of the leader of the Bible club was very good at cricket. And so he and Sumit developed a friendship.
Over the next 6 months, Sumit's behavior changed.
And about 7 months in, he gave his life to Christ as a result of that. That is just so indicative of so many kids who just need somebody to take an interest in them.
Bible club leaders shower kids with the love of Christ, and they provide academic support as well as spiritual development, along with the chance to play sports.
I think that's kind of the secret sauce. You know, you have somebody from the community who's given their life to Christ to lead children into a relationship with Jesus.
Would you pray for the kids of India and consider partnering with Mission India to reach them? $24 sponsors a child for an entire year of Bible club.
The opportunity for children is just unbelievable.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.